Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. You're listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. You know, when you talk about religions or politics, you usually put a division line between the people. I'm just an ordinary guy. Just want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. The show is about ordinary people and ordinary pain, not the kind you see on television, like the wife of Atlanta, a basketball wife. I'm trying not to put a division line among the people, but to unite all people. I just want you to know that I walk this path with you, not as a leader, but as a companion and a friend. And the topic of the show will be Turn Your Pain to Power. Scripture that we will be coming from is Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 13 and 14. But right now I would like to open up with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask you to help us to keep facing our darkest moment and let your love take the worst moment of the worst day of our life and reconstruct disappointment. God, I pray that you help this community that I saw today, the young people was reaching out for help with their community to get it back on the right track. And this I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Ain't no stopping us. Ain't no stopping us. Why?
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Victorious from a Sizzle. I love that scene. The topic of the show is Turn Your Pain into Power. And the first scripture that we will come from is Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13 and 14. And it reads, verse 13, a joyful heart has a good effect on the countenance, but because of the pain of the heart, there's a stricken spirit. 14, the understanding heart is the one that searches for knowledge, but the mouth of the stupid one, foolishness. I was strolling through Facebook, as usual, looking for a video to inspire me to be motivated to write something about life and ordinary people's problems. I ran across this video. This young man was laying back on a dentist chair, and tears was running down his face. And his mother asked him, "Why is he crying?" He replied, "I need a dad." The boy is about 12 or 13, he looked like. He's about 12 or 13 years old. But I noticed in the beginning of the video, the boy had a mask over his face. I guess that was morphine he was breathing in before he has to be worked on. Then the mother asked him why he needed a dad. He said, "'Cause I'm the only man in the house." The mother said, "That's okay." Then the boy said, "I need somebody to teach me." He didn't say stuff, but, you know, he used some kind of foul language. But I looked over that part because he was under that morphine. And, you know, like I say, he had some deep, depressed feeling that he was trying to express himself. You know, so she asked him, "What you need to learn?" Then the boy said, "I don't need him. I have you, mother." At that point, the weight he was carrying on his shoulder should not have been buried alone. But so many family structures have this blueprint of kids not having a father to guide, that father to guide them, to teach them the way to go in life. You know, these kids cannot forget their pain or bury what was unpleasant experience of not having a father. The thing we want most is often the thing we resist and ignore. The thought you are hurting or deny the truth about where you are in life. You know, how do you move out of the past and beyond the fears that would happen before could happen again? You know, people said, "I'll be there for you," and don't show up. Only thing they left you with is a broken promise. The most challenging part of the process is that you will have to walk in the depths of all the pain. You don't have to alone. See, we are all here in this life to help each other with our pain in order to heal. You know, for you people out there, single mothers, my heart go out to you, trying to raise these kids and do what you can all by yourself. You know, I look back and reflect over those things, and I realize how tough it was on my mother. And there, I was on all these things in life, only the bad things she got to see. She did not get the chance to see my greatness manifest before I became a young man, and I'm still growing in life. So if you have a mother out there and she's doing great things for you, recognize it, embrace it. Hold on to that. If we can stop visiting that dark place in our life where the pain seems to drag us back to believe we don't have dreams or aspirations to compel us to let go of the hurt, what holds us hostage in our minds. See, we don't have fear. The only fears we have is those been implanted from someone else's pain as we was growing up. Somebody telling us, you're stupid, you're crazy, just like your father. The mother of all pain when they say, I wish you was never born. Never let someone else's opinion become your reality. See, true freedom comes from all corruption condition of the mind. Those not your fears, but the fears who have been implanted from someone else's pain. Your kid consideration deserves your most careful attention you have, because their role model is the parent. That's who they need to show their greatness to, is you. So they work hard to impress you. But we get tied up in everybody else's problem and forget about the blessing. The only thing they want is to make you happy. But you let your problem affect your child's dream. When you look into your child's eyes, do you see your pain in them? If so, let it go, because that's what you will put in them. Do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up. Learn how to let go of things in your life so you can manifest all the greatness you haven't yet discovered about yourself. So please put it not into your kids, into your strength, so that you can outrun any bad situation in life. See, children are like young plants that develop and thrive when nurtured regularly with love and attention. See, they need water and sunlight to grow just as plants do. Love and attention lay a firm foundation for your child to develop and become responsible and mature adults. So they start to act out because they don't have anybody to see their greatness. That's when they start to wonder, do people really care about me? So could them serve as a sign that it's no helper, it's pointless. So they try to take charge of their life. Your kids, they try to intrude their presence upon this world. They feel like that's the only way to reaffirm reality, by fighting, smoking, and having sex. Now, they separate their emotions. And when you start to challenge them, that's when you realize your kids have changed. So you didn't get the chance to tell your kids how important for you to show them that you love them and give them the best side of you to see and not the worst side of you to see. Now, they became a threat to your confidence. Only then they think you would consider them having a stable place in life. See, what a person learns or does not learn during childhood can affect his future abilities. You know, such studies indicated that early childhood is critical time for developing the brain function necessary to handle information, expressing emotion normally, and become proficient in language. But pushing small children too hard, too fast, will stop them striking a reasonable balance in understanding. You know, to follow an instruction. See, they may not be fast learning, but they are thorough learning. If you make a child feel loved and connected, brain development will follow. See, infants delight in making you do something over and over, such as to pick up a toy that they drop. See, infants have an extremely short attention span, so play only when they seem to enjoy it. So now as a parent, stop putting your pain into your kids. Pain what was inflicted in your life could have been from your mother or father mistreating you because they was on drugs or alcohol or been hurt in their own childhood. The same way how they treated you was the same way somebody treated them. So they only learned what was taught to them. See, the mind is a vicious cycle. Disappointment and pain allow fear to destroy your love. One reason is because we allow other people's pain to become your life, and we accept the responsibility to live up to their weakness. You can't be two people at the same time, so you manifest their weakness as a strength. They could have been beating on you a lot. And now you yourself going to start bullying people. Only to prove how desperately you are misguided. Stop trying to run away from yourself because you cannot. You must monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself. See, most of your pain is self-chosen. We find reason not to do something in our life because we don't believe in ourselves. The starting point to take back your control is to put back the love what somebody took out of you. And how you begin is by creating a relationship with your God and forgive whoever was not understanding of your kind heart. See, the walls in your life is there for protection against people who claim to love you. Until you step over into love, you will not be able to grow and prevail in confidence because you harness bitterness. That's what feeds your doubts. The question is, where do you want to be when it comes to your emotions? In the driver's seat or in the passenger seat? Avoid becoming paralyzed with fear. Hold fast to what is fine. Be determined to please God. If you doesn't get any God word and take it to the heart, you will go blind to people's cry for help or become cold-hearted to others. You must have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse. To God's kind heart was not unfailing in reaching your darkest moment. See, only you can be displeased with your destination, and only you can add a step in the walk of life. See, God's Spirit will pick you up and carry you until you are able to walk. Obviously, we jeopardize our greatness because we are afraid to step into our dreams and take on the voices we hear in our head. People saying, you can't do it, you're not good enough, and you don't belong here. Until you break up with doubts, strength does not come from you winning your struggle. Developing your strength when you go through hardship and decide not to surrender, that is strength. And decide not to surrender, that is strength. It's not the knockdowns that define us, but how many times you bounce back. What kind of name are you making for yourself? Analyze the detail of the obstacles, how you overcame them. A new chapter to your life is being written. What will it say and what will be recorded in people's minds of your life? Become all things. Break the oppressor's opinion of you. Stop letting someone else's opinion become your reality. Stop letting your greatness be cut short from someone else's pain. If we take time to be zealous and not jealous, we can have impacts on people's lives. You can't teach what you have not experienced. Isn't it amazing that we go through so many dark places finding light we've always had? I ran for myself only to find myself through seeking help in others. I learned to love, honor myself from the inside to the outside. Now, God gave you the power to change the thought and translate it into action. See, your spirit cannot show you the way until you are clear about the direction you want to travel. Sometimes you have to ask ourselves, who did I wake up as? Self-doubt. Anger that multiplies to self-hatred. The ingredients in resentment, arrogance, disobedience, jealousy, meanness. So you must identify the strength so you can take passion to the next level. You must imprison anything that contradicts your potential. The difference between faith and experience is this. One you must work on. The other one, work on you. Self-reflection. Self-reflection. Until you take a journey to self-reflection, it is almost impossible to grow or learn. So you must grow from struggling to searching. If the hurt just won't go away. And although you can't change what happened, You can't change a reaction to what happened. See, drinking from the cup of bitterness and hate, you can never be satisfied until you eliminate hostility. So your spirit cannot fade away until you are clear about the direction you want to travel. I was reading this book, and the author said, if you are waiting for something to happen that will make you happy, chance or you are killing off your joy. See, joy comes through you, but happiness comes to you. If you seek your joy within you, and whatever happens, no matter what happened around you, it doesn't matter until you get self-acceptance. You must be devoted to transforming to self-love, to identify the weakness. See, if you don't get any God word and take it to the heart, you will go blind to people's cry for help or become cold-hearted to others. So you must have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse. Self-deception. Self-deception, wallowing in it too long, you lose sight of your right to dream, and dreams aspire to the goals that you created for yourself. So you must grow from fear to faith to stop the eruption over control and power over the mind. So you may meet up with many things that push you into dark and scary places face first. The spirit is always trying to see just how much you will take and how much you can do under as many circumstances as possible. Be patient with yourself, and be patient with others, and be patient with life. See, patience always pays off. Process of life is ever unfolding, guiding you, pushing you, preparing you for the next part of the process. See, life often take a twist or make a turn that is frightening or confusing. Perhaps there are not a sign that we are wrong, that we are failing, or that our life is about to fall apart. The only way we can know for sure is to be willing to walk through every part of the process. Be devoted to embracing the process of life without fears, by reminding yourself that you really don't know what the process is. You are equipped to handle whatever shows up. I said in my mind, I was tired of not trying. And we sometimes give up on things in life too easy. Yes, it's going to be hard because it's life. Obstacles, it's up to you to deal with whatever you are confronted with in life. And sometimes you got to dig down deep and get it out within yourself. Tell yourself, I can handle this. I can make this work. I just need to gather my mind and get focused in life. So many people in your life or so many things in your life clutter your thoughts and thought patterns. And sometimes you have to get to a quiet place in your life and just sit down so you can meditate and gather yourself. You know, tell yourself, this world did not get the chance to see your greatness. And the only thing people saw was your self-doubt. Now, be calm. Just satisfy with yourself. Start contemplating why I betrayed my confidence. And become displeased with your destination. Only you can add a step in the walk of life. By unleashing your pain, recognize what was put in you, not what was did to you. It's a terrible thing to live without love. The conscience that will die unless you step over into love. Excuse me. You can't be two people at one time. And sometimes we try to become our pain. So we manifest our weakness as a strength. When you are overcommitted, it is a sign that there is a deficient of self-value, self-worth, and self-esteem. When you don't feel good about you, you will continue to do things that will maintain that status or quote of not feeling good. When you do not feel good, you make a mess in and of your life. Are you telling the truth about what you're feeling, what you know, who you are, or are you sugarcoating the truth to yourself and others to avoid hurting feelings or putting yourself on the spot? Just for today, be devoted to examine, acknowledging, and cleaning up the little things that create such a mess in your mind and your life. See, the mind is a vicious cycle. Disappointment and pain allow fear to destroy your love. One reason is because we allow other people's pain to become our life. And we accept responsibility to live up to their weakness. And you can't be two peoples at the same time. So you manifest that weakness as a strength, only to prove how desperately you are misguided. Isn't it amazing that we go through so many dark places to find the light we always had inside? Stop trying to run away from yourself, because you cannot. You must monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself. The starting point to take back your control is to put back the love what somebody took out of you. And how you begin is by creating a relationship with your God, and forgive whoever was not understanding of your kind heart. Obviously, we jeopardize our greatness because we are afraid to step into our dream and take on the voices we hear in our head. People saying, you can't do it, you're not good enough, and you don't belong here. Until you break up with doubts, it is there that you will see and know the truth. Until you can see yourself, everything you see in the outward world has an inner meaning. There's a cause which you live to fulfill. Until we focus, we can always be fooled by the appearance. Now, if you behave yourself into a situation, you must behave yourself out of it. Take the most pleasant memories of it into the next experience. When you are appreciative, you get more to appreciate. Stop connecting to the blame game, because self-love has no place in your life. So now you're making an excuse with rage, frustration, meanness, emptiness. See, once you find your purpose, it stops the pain. Forgiveness is the starting point of self-love. You can take your walk of faith to the height of your greatest potential. So many people choose weakness to get out of a task that God has for us. Until you fix your clock in life, you will not be able to press past to the next level. You know, do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up. You know, learn how to let go of things in your life so you can manifest all the greatness you haven't yet discovered about yourself. Some people are used to having a war zone going on in their life. And once the war is over, people are still fighting with themselves. It could have been in a very abuse relationship, mentally and physically. So condemn serve as a sign. So they have to create a personal war with anything or anybody. Not a spirit of rejection and denial, what empower their assault on their priority. You know, I think about the meaning of pain. Pain is personal. It really belongs to the one that's feeling it, and probably the only thing that is their own. Now, why the reason pain is not strong, because when you fight over something, you fight with hate. And when you fight for something, you fight with love. You know, it's a terrible thing to live without love. The countries that would die unless you step over into love. So when trouble comes, then dishonor will come. Self-doubts will discourage your motivating spirit you have. See, you have to contend with your own imperfection, and powerful emotions are involved. Now, are you willing to overlook past wrong? You know, focus on improving your skills and recognizing Satan's trap. Do not feel worthless or over discouraged, because discrimination was impolite and it would not accept your forgiveness. See, if you stumble, get up and move forward. You know, not gain God trust. experience the truthfulness of those words. See, God's determination promised no regret. See, you must vandalize wickedness. Represent something greater than discomfort. You know, take a successful stand against what you should know to resist temptation. See, sometimes we feel like quitting and giving up. When things seem too hard to go another inch, now you should see all the faces and hear all the people saying, I knew she or he wasn't going to be anybody. At that point, something needs to happen to your mind. It should refuse to see and hear anything, but I can do it. I have a place, and I belong here with everybody else. Only at that point, God's Spirit would touch all your fears and run them away. The love starts out like a blank sheet of paper, and as we fill that blank sheet with decision, action, and experience of life that shape our individuality and personality. See, until you expire, you should not take away your integrity for yourself. Turn your pain into power. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the ministry of motivation. You'll listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Other day, about a preacher who fell from grace. He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, he's supposed to be a man of the cloth. See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. So glad God is not like won't throw you away after you've done wrong, but I'll pick you up and step you off and put you back where you belong. God didn't give up on me. I'm so glad. God didn't give up on me. When I gave up, easy to point the finger when the spotlight's not on you. Well, and we will be surprised what we see if the truth come out on you. And you need to show a little mercy and grace for somebody else. And take your foot off your brother and consider yourself. I'm glad God has done. You'll never, 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 I'll never
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just got through hearing God Didn't Give Up On Me. That was a David Timely song. The topic of the show was Turn Your Pain Into Power. And if anybody out there would like to participate with the show, the only thing you have to do is press 213-559-2995. That would indicate that you would like to participate with the show or on the topic, or you would like to add on to the show. Is there anybody, Raw Dog, you have anything to bring to the top of the topic?
I think a lot of people just are enjoying listening to what you said, you know, because they've got to push the number one so we can recognize that they have something that they want to say. Other than that, we just don't pull you in, you know, to say something. We have to know that you want to say something. But you know what? I like the subject, you know, turning your pain into power. Because you see, you know, I'm older, and I was always told that, you know, if, you know, get yourself together, you know, and, you know, you need to get your mind right, you know, and you need to set your priorities. And I often wondered, well, how do you do these things? You know, how do you do these things? You do these things within an evaluation of love, loving yourself, and putting yourself in a position, I can be better, I can do better, I want to be a good person, you know. And the thing about it is that everybody's not going to like you. I don't care what you do, you know, you're always going to find somebody that, for whatever reason, they're going to find something that they're not going to like about you. But to love yourself, you're able to get past the people that, for some reason, show you that negative attitude, whether it's out of jealousy, you know, spite, you know, envy, all of those things that, you know, people seem to possess. And you have to ask yourself why. And, you know, you made a statement of the environment that people grow up in. Well, you know, I was fortunate to have a mother and a father that taught me people are going to be people, you know, and you try to find the good in them. But, you know, if the bad overweighs the good in them, step away, because it's not going to, nothing good is going to come from it. You can see it from a distance. You don't have to be in the group that the bad is happening in, you know. And young people today, you know, I think what it is that they live in such a fast pattern of now. They don't realize that this is a path that they're walking, that the dreams may not, you know, you might dream it tonight, you may want start the desire of what you want today, but then, you know, it's not going to come instantaneously all the time. You know, you might have to work towards that. You might have to study to achieving the skills that you will be able to do that desire. You know, there are some people that say, oh, I want to be a great skateboardist. Well, how long does that take? Did you ever ask anybody? Did you ever try to figure out the hours that are needed to be put into it? You know, it's just not, you know, you get on your knees and you say, God, please, when I wake up tomorrow, I want to be a skateboarder, a championship skateboarder. It's not going to work like that, you know. I've always thought that God had a sense of humor, and I'm sure that since some of the requests and prayers, you know, God just kind of says to himself, in time, you must earn it. You know, I will be there, but you have to earn it and you have to work towards it. Because in the Bible it says, you know, God helps those that help themselves. And, you know, I tried to figure out, well, what does that mean? But then I've learned after getting older and older that, you know, God is always on time. So, you know, it may not be that minute that I want it, but he's always on time. And, you know, it's not like he doesn't hear you. You know, even in your whispering of prayers, he hears, you know. But there's so much going on in this world that I understand why people have a lack of faith because of the ugliness. But you can't lose faith because of it, your faith, because, you know, the facts are, you know, that's what's going to carry you through the storm. You know, and, you know, I've always heard of it described as the storm. And, you know, I never knew what that meant. But as I got older, I started seeing the turmoil. And I started seeing the viciousness and the you know, the plague of this minute everything's okay, and the next minute everything is totally different. Your world is turned upside down. You know, so I kind of understand the concept more. You know, and I think that elders need to teach the children phrases to live by that they can go back and reflect on and understand faith, love, and growth. You know, young children, as they're brought into the church and what have you, and Sunday school, and they go to the services and what have you, they grasp the point of faith. But it seems after they turn 9, 10, 11, 12 into their teens, they lose the belief that they had as children when they were innocent. And then they got into the world and peer pressure and the naysayers and all of those things start to present themselves and swaying them, you know. And I kind of figured out what that was as I got older. You know, the devil works overtime, okay? So he's going to try to knock down those things that, you know, that brought you to faith. You know, and if he can do that, then he's accomplishing what his task is. You know, and it just kind of trips me out because of the fact that can any of us really sit down and say that, you know, God hasn't been there for us? Or is it that we just can't see the picture? I think God was there when we were brought into this world, because we could have been ants, we could have been roaches, we could have been any other animal, but we were the chosen humans, the caretakers of the animals. So, you know, that's a little insight that I can put in. I don't know, did that make sense to you, John?
You made a lot of sense, Raw Dog, with a lot of every point you made was right on time. You know, especially how you start off, you know, how you start with yourself. But I like how you express yourself. You start with love of yourself. And that's going to be the beginning starting point at first that you got to go to change. You got to start with yourself, and it got to be with self-love. And I think that's the biggest problem. You just mentioned how these kids, at age of 9 years old, and they go into the churches and start learning about God, and the innocent begin to get defiled once they get out in the world. Because everything is moving real fast. The media, the mainstream, how they put stuff out there for these kids today, it's put it all out in the open. And, you know, it's nothing clean anymore. Everything is defiled, what you see on television, what they're trying to do. The innocence of just trying to sell a toothpaste, you got to put somebody in a bikini and stuff like that. And it's all defiled right now. And another point that you brought out that I really love, that when you're talking about kids, how they want to they have dreams and they too anxious to it doesn't have patience to work on their craft. You know, see, you must have desire first, then passion. They might have the desire, but they can't take it to the next level and have the passion and the willingness to work towards making that dream come true. Yes, it's going to take work. It's not overnight. Whatever you want to become in life, it's going to take work. And I like how you say that, you know, it's not going to be when you want to be. It's going to be at that minute where God know that you are ready to handle the blessing that he have in store for you. So sometimes you got to prepare yourself for the blessing. And some people get the blessing and don't know what to do with it, and it's go to a waste. And like I said, you had brought up a lot of great points, and your wisdom and knowledge, you know, is well taken. And I can see that, you know, you've been through some things in your life, and like I said, experience is the best teacher sometime in life.
Well, you know, when we start talking about the dreams and what have you, you know, the thing about it, you know, you, in a dream or what you might dream up that you might want to be in life, you don't get the clear picture in the beginning because you don't know the scope and the responsibilities that go along with what that dream has with it. You know, that's just like material things. Oh, God, I want to have a Bentley one day, but do I want to pay $200,000+ for a Bentley? No, I just want a nice car. You know, your vision is not always clear when you get that desire of this is what I would like to do, you know? That impulsive desire generally leads you wrong. That desire that takes a plan or time to get it together so you can have or can do. You know, I have an uncle who, you know, he said that, you know, when he was young, he wanted to be a captain on a ship. And he said he started looking at, you know, the merchant sea life. And so he got into it, and he said the captain had too many responsibilities. His responsibilities, once they left port, were 24 hours, okay, a day. He might have a first mate or what have you, but he was responsible for that total trip. Whereas my uncle said, you know, he tried to figure out, well, did he just want to be a merchant seaman? And he said those guys had to work hard. They got dirty and they had to take care of the cargo and what have you and make it secure, or they had to clean the ship and do things in the hull of the ship where the whatever they were hauling was stored, you know. And he said there were rats and what have you and critters and what have you, and they'd come out of the hole talking the story. He said that wasn't what he wanted to be. And he said he had the best job. He chose the best job on the ship. And it was like, Uncle, you did? He said, yeah. He says, I am the cook. He said, I cook for the captain and I cook for the crew. He said, and I get to eat what the captain eats. But I'm not working all day. He says, there's three meals. But then after the meals, there's someone to wash the dishes. There's somebody to clean the galley. He said, that's not my responsibility. I just plan the menu, and I make sure that the meals are cooked. And I go, whoa. And he says, I eat what the captain eats, or I eat anything I want to eat whenever I want it. He said, and they take care of the ship. And I go, oh. And he says, they envy me. He says, my uniform is white, and it doesn't get dirty. And I just, all I could think of was, that was his dream. He wanted to be a captain. He wanted to be out on the sea. And it took him time to develop his skills as a chef, as a cook. And he got in, and he always had the biggest smile. He always seemed to be happy. And, you know, merchant seamen, he always had a pocket full of money. So, you know, it took him some time, but he got in and he developed his skills, and that was his dream, you know. But it started out as being the captain, and he never owned his own boat. So, I mean, once he got off the ship, he was on land, and he didn't desire to go fishing out in a boat or what have you. So just to let you know, he gave being a captain, he threw that thought all the way out. And, you know, he's lived a long, prosperous life. So, you know, what you might dream and what you might want, you know, God has a plan. You know, you just have to be in step and bringing yourself forward. You know, I mean, you know, if you're going to backslide and do things against the good, and, you know, we have an understanding of what that is, but, you know, you're going to backslide and find yourself further behind and not accomplishing or getting closer to your dream or your or what you might have desired, you know? So the whole thing about this is that it's the steps that you take and the footsteps in the sand that you leave, you know, that you'll get where you're going, you know? I mean, you know, those footsteps, if they're leading from wrong, the police will be following those footsteps to your door, you know? So hopefully those are good footsteps, and people will see the goodness, the kindness, the love, and the human being that you want them to see, you know, not fearing you, but enjoying you and loving you, you know? And it starts with yourself.
Yeah. And you're right about that, Rudolph. Everything is going to start with yourself in life. We got to stop connecting to the blame game because self-love has no place in our life. And so people make excuses with rage and frustration and meanness and emptiness. And, you know, and like you said, you know, once your uncle found his purpose, it stopped the pain. You know what I mean? That's what you got to do. Once you find your purpose in life, you will stop the pain. You just got to know which direction you want to go in life. A lot of people say, I want to start my own business. Do you know the requirements on what it's going to take to run a business? If you used to just being a cook, now you got to get out your comfort zone and be the owner of the place. You got to get the bills together. You got to order the food and make sure you got enough food. You got to take care of the customers and treat them right. You know, there's a lot dealing with your goal, what you think you want to do in life.
Exactly.
You're going to have to research and make sure this is what you want to do. Are you capable of handling that position? So, you know, always analyze what you really want to do in life. And sit down and get your cons and, you know, your pros and your cons together. Because you got to find your strong points and your weak points. You know, find your shortcomings in life so that you can be able to deal with whatever you want to do in life. And, you know, and I like what you said, that, you know, he realized he had his position that he liked, that he, everybody ended him because he was a cook. He was clean. He wasn't dirty.
Yep.
He didn't have to do that, you know. So
and guess what? They had to cater up to him to get something extra when meals aren't served.
That's right. Even the captain.
Yep. Because he can always tell the captain it's not ready yet.
They're not ready yet. So, you know, to be content, you got to be, you got to be very humble in life and be appreciative of where you're at in your life.
Exactly.
And like I said, really sit down and analyze which direction you want to go in your life and start taking those little steps towards your dreams and your goals. You know, they are possible for you to reach them. But just make sure that you have all the qualifications to reach them.
Exactly. You know, that's just like, you know, you and I, we're blessed because of our CEO, Poetic, having this platform. You know?
Oh, man.
How did we get here? We don't really know. You know?
I don't know how God
gave it to us. You see what I'm saying? So
I know exactly
you know,
what you're saying.
You know, it's like, okay, we're here, but we didn't start this. We didn't start this, you know. There were other people affiliated with Hip Hop National, and they fell off. So it made it a place for us, and we weren't the reasons they fell off, you know. God's plan is, it's beautiful, because if you're walking the right path, things happen, doors open. You know, just like we tell our artists, you know, doors open. But you've got to be walking the right path and having put in the time so that when that door opens, that you can walk through it. You know, it's just the way it is, you know. And here we are, okay, you and I. I wish he was here, but, you know, he's not here with us today. I know that his head would explode behind all the compliments that we're saying about him, but that's our secret. Let him listen to the show.
Yeah, you know, like I say, you made a great point, you know, about our CEO, Poetic Wiggum. I just, you know, I pray for Poetic Wiggum all the time because this man have a great heart, and he determined and he dedicated to these artists out here trying to make things work for them. You know, it's a lot of work to have a show and to contact people and get things arranged and put things in order so everything could be in place. It takes a lot of work, then, plus to have his own personal life that he got to deal with in family. And like I say, you know, I really look up to Poetic Wiggum for all the hard work that he do. And I try to steal some of his qualities and to implement those qualities within me because he gave me a part to be a part of his platform. I didn't know I was going to be here. I don't know. I don't know how I got here. But, you know, like I say, I'm going to do my best. But I'm going to do my best to live up to his expectation.
Exactly.
You know, when he asked me to do this show. So I'm going to get out here and take my passion to the next level and study and try to better myself.
There you go. There you go. You know, the thing about it is that when you said you didn't know how you got here, I don't know how I got here, but I'm happy to be where I'm at, you know? I mean, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, as a human being, you know, and you know when I came on the show, I've listened to you and I've heard you grow over the air as an individual, as a man, and I've seen your heart get bigger. You know, you had a big heart when you started, but it's gotten even bigger because you have the ability to be more forgiving, to be more understanding, you know, and to me, hey, you know, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of this show. I'm proud to represent Hip Hop National Radio. And you know what? It's that time. Should we play another song so
they
can hear it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is Testimony by Fella So. And we'll be back with you after this song.
Okay.
As it is written, eyes have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. God hath revealed his word, his Spirit to me, and showed me who I am. I love you, Father. This is my testimony.
My testimony, so can you please just dwell with me? Something that you probably relate to, something that you mentally done been through. I was fatherless, my mama raised two daughters, one boy. Though I knew my dad, situation my
mama's head with him. Kept him from raising me like he probably wanted to. Only 11 on my own, trying to get my mind renewed. And though he loved me, them silly showed me my mind was lost. Oh. And then God told me that I was the one, will not forsake me. Told me that my path has just begun, and I'm standing on my testimony. If I just keep my tongue on what I've said, I'm on, then I receive, I read my soul, and I just give you all the glory, cause you show me. You show me, show me. You holy, 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 and you are worthy to be praised, Lord. Sacrificial lamb for me, so I confess and was baptized. Received the gift of the Spirit, became the temple of God. So I yield to Him as He dwells in me, and wash away my sins as I confess on Thee. Now I rejoice in my tribulations, speaking the truth over my situation, that in Yahweh's name, whatever I claim will be established unto me. And for His kingdom,
in my hands He delivered lions.
That's how I know that I'm gonna beat this giant. You can never take my faith away.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Testimony by Fellow Soul. That was a great song. But I'm going to end the show tonight with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask you to keep us in your prayer and keep us working hard to find love within ourselves so that we can display it to others, and so that we can unite all people. This I pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Y'all have a great night.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.